Hi, this is Legend Gilchrist, and you're listening to The Legendary Life. Today we're talking about scam artists. I'd rather not be talking about scam artists, if you know what I'm talking about. But those motherfuckers call us every fucking day, right? They call me. It's like every day, I get the pleasure of fielding a call from some guy saying, or some woman, "Hi, I'm from Debt Relief Counseling. I'm here to loan you some money and to fix your credit." I used to fall for those fools, and I was a fool myself. But I got a simple tip for you, and then you can stop listening to me. All you got to do is say this. Don't say your name. Don't say you're happy to hear from them. Just say, give me your website. What's the URL? Give me your phone number. Give me your private phone number. Give me your name, give me your boss's name, give me your president's name, and click, they hang up. It's that simple, folks. Keep doing that enough times. Next thing you know, you're like me, you're not getting any calls, or you're getting very rarely are you getting calls. But let's talk about some ways you can deal with this. One, never, ever, 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 shall I go on, give your private information. Just let that sink in. Never give your private information out. Even if they're promising the world, they're going to give you $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, $1,000,000, a gazillion bucks. If you'll just give them your password and your username to your bank like they tried to do to me a couple times. I almost fell for it once, motherfucker. "Oh yeah, we just need to check your credit real fast. I'll be in and out, no problem. You change your password, as soon as I'm done." Right. "Yeah, if that's true, I got some beachfront property in Nevada I want to sell you. Or some marshlands, Florida. I'll make a beautiful vacation home for you." So don't do that. Check them out. Check, period, them, period, out, period, exclamation point, underscore. They say they've got a legitimate business, let's say, VA loans. VA loans. Some sucker told me that for VA loans in Chicago. And I don't mind outing them because they're fucking corrupt business and they don't work in Chicago. They probably work in Thailand or some Outer Mongolia or some shit like that. China, Russia, whatever. India, no disrespect to those countries. Nigeria, no disrespect to that country. But it happens there. Let's face it, people. And yes, I am angry. You hear anger in my voice because I'm angry about people trying to scam me. I'm really angry about people trying to scam you. My friends. Side note, I just talked to some random chick. Her name's Gina. Hi, Gina, what's up? You listening right now? She said, "What do you do?" I said, "I'm a writer. I also have a podcast." "Really, what's your podcast name?" "Legendary Life." "Oh my God, I saw that online." So hopefully you saw it online, you're listening. Again, we're talking about scam artists. And you know what? Now you are a scam buster. Real short and sweet people. This one's going to be short. Asking their name, asking the president's name, the boss's name, the phone number, the boss's phone number, the personal phone numbers. You want to call them at home, check them out, make sure it's cool. And they're going to hang up on you. Don't give out personal information. Check out the source. They got a loan, they say they have a lending site. Not only check them out, check out the reviews. Because chances are some other sucker fell for it and they'll tell you online, Whelp or whatever. Hey, don't do business with them. The rest, you know, you got to figure out. There's plenty of websites. I looked them up myself. I had like, I don't know, 50 tabs. Not 50, but like 15 tabs going. Just check them out. This is Legend Gilchrist. I'm pissed off because of scam artists. Have a good one. Fly low and avoid the radar. Peace.